We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe Simpson's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. The former big leaguer and now, of course, broadcaster, longtime broadcaster, taking serious exception to the fashion statements apparently not being made by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
He spent over a minute during the game basically unloading on the Dodgers, and I guess indirectly to Dave Roberts, right? It's kind of taking a shot at him because
it is.
He's allowed it. For those daring to wear T-shirts, shorts, and the like during BP. The premise of his rant was, first of all, Joe Simpson is a former player. For those that don't know, or if you think that's important, which I guess it kind of is, he also was in the Dodgers organization. So, I guess he's entitled to pick apart what he deems a former organization that he used to be in has devolved into. He's an
devolved
older guy. Well, you know, that's way
like,
made it.
I mean, I like it. No, I hear you. Yeah, no,
and,
you're right.
You know, he commented that the Dodgers taught him how to play professional baseball, how to be a professional. How to act, you know, all that stuff. And Chase Utley, who's in his swan song, by the way, with the Dodgers, had a T-shirt on, had his pants pulled up over his knees, no socks, and tennis shoes during BP. And Joe Simpson pointed that out. I think Justin Turner was also... and what makes this a thing, or worse, or whatever... Or to illustrate their point, is they had video of those guys taking BP. So it wasn't something that Joe Simpson just made a comment off the cuff. This was a thing. They planned this out. It was not organic, you know, because otherwise, how would, I mean, I know they tape BP sometimes, but there's no reason to show video of guys taking batting practice, not in their baseball uniforms, if you didn't intend on making a thing of this during the broadcast. And then he kind of, Joe Simpson went further by saying, quote, "And I think about fans that come to SunTrust Park who are Dodgers fans. They have no idea who any of them are. Nobody had any kind of uniform on or batting practice shirt with their name on it. And if I were a Dodger fan, I'd be embarrassed. And I don't know how Major League Baseball allows such attire when the gates are open and fans are watching. Chase Utley, I've had nothing but respect for him his whole career. I think he's a great player. I always thought he played the game the right way. That was an embarrassment. What did he add on during batting practice?" Unquote. I hate to break it to you, Joe, but even if they had their BP stuff on, that doesn't have
still wouldn't known.
That doesn't have their name on the back of their jersey either. And this was a little bit of a stretch, but I think it's fair to conclude. If I'm a big fan of a particular guy, I already
know
what he looks like. I already know what he looks like. I don't need his uni on because that's the way you used to do it back in the day. So Dave Roberts got wind of this after the game. This was a couple of days ago. And according to Annie McCullough, the beat reporter for the Dodgers, Roberts was pissed. When Simpson basically aired him out. And this is an overarching or an example of what is wrong with our game, if there is anything wrong. And I'm not talking about wearing T-shirts and shorts during BP. I'm talking about old curmudgeons running down the game the way it is now in comparing it to days of yore or yesteryear or how it used to be back when I played.
Right.
So
it is an issue. I Dave Roberts is right. And there is an over. I don't want to make a huge deal out of this because baseball is, to me, it's the best game. It's the best game that there is, and I make no apologies for that point of view. But I will say this: the game has to continue to evolve, and part of the charm of baseball is the fact that it hasn't particularly evolved. Now, yeah, it has metrics.
That's the other thing when people make fun of a launch angle and exit velo, and I know it's overused, but it's a thing.
Yeah, it
like
is
it or
a thing.
Not, it's a thing,
and people relate to it. Young people relate to it. You hear a lot of young people. Well, I mean, it's pretty mainstay now in broadcast, even with older crews. I mean, guys are now quoting launch angles, exit speeds, and things of that nature. I don't particularly care one way or the other. It's like whatever, but it doesn't bother me, and I understand why someone might think it interesting. I like knowing how far a home run went, for instance, and that information now is at the the tip of your fingers.
And I think the ones that I saw this weekend on the Royals broadcast on Fox Sports Kansas City, all the replays had it: launch angle, exit velocity, and distance.
Sure.
And they had the little yellow tracer showing you how far, you know, where the ball went. Educational, entertaining, all that. But that's a thing, and that's not going away. And also, unfortunately, what's not going away is the Hawk Harrelsons of the world. And Joe Simpson and guys that aren't advancing the game like I think they could. That's all.
And I love baseball from the day. Like I just said, I think part of the charm of baseball is the fact that it is so consistent over the years. And you can thread one season to the next. There's commonality. And there's, and I'm not necessarily talking about BP, that's kind of silly, but in the overarching issue that we're talking about is, what's wrong with baseball? I don't think there's really a lot wrong with baseball at all. I think that baseball just needs to continue to grow with the times, change here and there, nip, tuck. You know, Shane, I was at a series this weekend where over 123,000 people flipped the turnstiles to watch a series. And I saw three games that were close, well played, went right to the ninth inning, and I know I'm baseball guy, but is there anything better than a game like that between, and in my case, I was watching the Rockies and the A's, two contending teams playing baseball late in July where there is great purpose to what they're doing, and every pitch matters. I mean, it was fascinating.
Watch the Yankees play a team that's 40 games under 500.
Exactly.
Every game.
The game itself is in good shape in that regard. But for goodness sakes, there's no reason that we can't continue to look out and to be able to find ways to relate to the younger crowd in particular, because that's where the future is. Those are the people that have to enjoy going to the games and have to be able to relate to it on their level. And by the way, what's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? Joe Simpson, I understand where you're coming from, but really, come on. Let's worry more about the speed of the game than we are about what you're wearing to batting practice. I saw what Chase Utley had on.
Chase Utley, by the way, had on a strikeout cancer T-shirt. If you really want to split hairs here,
exactly. So I mean, I don't even notice that. It's like whatever. Who cares? But to him, that's something that's important. Okay, But if we really are talking about something important, there are some things that need to probably continue to evolve in the game of baseball. The pace of the game is certainly one thing that needs to be on the plate of Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball moving forward. I think it is. But God, I don't know, Shane. I mean, when I sit and watch three games like I did this weekend, I'm sitting there thinking, there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing better than baseball at this time of the year, contending teams playing close games, well played, great defensive moments. You feel like the weight of every pitch is solid. When somebody gets on base, it's like, oh my God, this could be huge because runs meant gold in this series. To me, there's nothing better. But that's just me talking.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, we are about 30 hours away from the trade deadline. We already mentioned Mike Moustakas leaving Kansas City. Who's left for Kansas City? I don't know. Maybe they can flip Lucas Duda for something.
Mm-hmm.
But elsewhere, Chris Archer from Tampa Bay. There's some buzz about him. Adam Jones might be the next Oriole. They're basically trading their entire team. Talk about the Royals cleaning house. The Orioles right. are gutting that thing, and rightfully so. Will the Reds be able to move Matt Harvey? That's kind of their number one priority, trading him, it seems. And Detroit, to a lesser degree, has Francisco Liriano, Mike Fiers, and some others that are on the block. So we'll find out from now until 3 o'clock tomorrow if anybody else is on the move as well. And speaking of unsavory things about the game, just throw this out there, and you can take it for what it's worth. It was the ultimate in good news, bad news yesterday for Sean Newcomb, the lefty for Atlanta, speaking of the Braves and the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He came within one strike of throwing a no-hitter when 8 2/3 no-hit innings, gave up a two-strike base hit to Chris Taylor, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then later on, or I assume later on, some old tweets dug up from 6 or 7 years ago basically dragged his name through the mud. Now, he did it himself, so I'm not going to excuse him, but some anti-gay slurs, not only him, but who else? It's been Josh Hader within the last month.
Right.
Sean Newcomb yesterday and Trey Turner. Yeah, Trey Turner had basically the same thing dug up on him. When it came to salty language and offensive language used on Twitter back when, well, in Sean Newcomb's case, when he was a senior in high school. Are we about good with the gotcha moments on Twitter, or do these guys really need their feet held to the fire for something they said on social media long ago? I'm not exactly sure where I stand on this. And like I said, this is a self-inflicted wound by Sean Newcomb, but minutes after he almost throws a no-no,
yeah,
he's got to double back and apologize for something he wrote on Twitter 7 years ago.
You know, yeah. And this is a new world where we're dealing with this. But, you know, Shane, if you said it, you said it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Social media is you said it. And I think you can take a page from the Josh Hader book and look at the manner in which he handled it in the immediate aftermath, which I think is about as gracefully as I've seen. I think it's about as gracefully as I've seen a player step up and make no excuses, just own it. And talk about how he's changed as a person. He had teammates backing him up.
Yep.
And I think that people at the end of the day, while there still are going to be some that understandably can't appreciate and can't abide by that kind of racism and that kind of verbiage, and the way that it was used, regardless of when it was used, and people deserve to feel that way, and they certainly have that right. That's fine. I think most people can get their arms around that kind of contrition, that kind of recognition. And I think with allowances made for young and stupid, it can't be a fallback or a safety net for everything in life, mm-hmm. but it certainly is a place to start. And you just hope that that people, you know, we're talking about growth and evolving. Well, there's a good place for it to be manifested as well. You know, grow, evolve, expand your horizons, expand your tolerance, understand that there are differences in people, and that's okay.
But what about the watchdogs that are? How far do you have to scroll down on somebody's timeline? I don't want to come off as sounding apologetic or he was young and stupid. That's not an excuse. But, man,
yeah,
somebody dug through those guys' timelines that went back to 2011 and 2012. And then
gotcha journalism mm-hmm. there. I mean, I don't know if it falls into the category of, well, I just didn't have anything better to do, because here's the problem. The problem is that enough of these guys have shown that it might be worth, from a journalistic standpoint or a .com standpoint or whomever is doing this, it might be worth to go ahead and do your due diligence and really vet someone over the course of time. And that's what social media does. Social media is all of our paper trail,
yep.
basically. And if you've said something on social media at some point that you don't want repeated 5 or 6 years later, well, that's too damn bad, because it's there for all of us now, apparently, to read. So it's the day and age that we live in, Shane, and I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but that boat has sailed.
Yep. All right, so next segment, we'll have the Twitter question. It has to do with the state mm-hmm. of the game, so stay tuned for that. Major League Baseball, is anything wrong with that? Hey, if you put off buying a MyPillow or going to MyPillow.com, up until now, I'm not sure what's taking you so long, but they have their best offer ever this summer for our KFH listeners. Buy one MyPillow, get one absolutely free. Just go to MyPillow.com, make sure you use promo code KFH, and you'll get that uninterrupted restorative sleep that MyPillow gives me night after night, and you can have it too. Just because you're used to tossing and turning or folding or stacking or reshaping your pillows doesn't mean that has to continue. And by the way, that's not sleeping. You get a fresh feeling when you wake up, deep sleep, and you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer when you got a MyPillow. Take it from me. I've been doing it for months now, and I'm thrilled with MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the promo code KFH, the buy one, get one free special. And when you're at that website, you can get up to 50% off of all items on the MyPillow website, but you got to use the promo code KFH. Twitter question when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.